when they were singing that song about rain, the Lord gave me a word for you. He gave me a word for me. It was a word for me. And I repented. But he gave me a word for you, all of you. And it was, it's in 1 Kings 18. And it was when Elijah, you know, challenged the prophets of Baal. And proving that God was the God, Jehovah God, that God Almighty would show up. But this is what the Lord impressed upon me. He said, just like Elijah went up to the mountain and he fell down and he put his head between his knees and he began to pray for an outpouring of the rain of God, because in 1 Kings 18, verse 1, God gave him a word and said, I will send the rain. So this is the word. All the prayers, those of you that have been on your knees and you put your head between your knees and you laid before the Lord and you prayed many prayers, many, many prayers that have been prayed for New River Valley. I'm not talking about just Christian Growth Center. I'm talking about for New River Valley, for this valley, for revival to take place in this valley, for an awakening, outpouring to take place in this valley. Many prayers and tears that are on the in the dirt, in the soil, on the carpets, in the chairs of this house and many other houses in this valley. But the word of the Lord says that you've put your head down and you began to pray, and he said to his servants, and that's who you are. How many servants of God do we have in the house? He said, you go and look, because there's rain coming. And he said, and he came back seven times. And he said, no, you go back again. You go back again. And I'm telling you, you look again. You look again. You may not see the fullness of the cloud, but there's a cloud of rain, of outpouring of the Spirit of God over this area.
Yes, yes,
there's a
yes,
cloud
yes, yes.
of an awakening and revival over this area, because God's not a man that he should lie. He said, you pray and ask for it, and I'll send it.
Yes.
So you go back and you look again. You look into the mountains and you look into the hills. Sedera basoro basitai. Andora shikila mandode. And then you'll begin to see the cloud opening up. And then you'll begin to see the rain of the Spirit of God pouring out over this area.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
But you've got to be looking. He said, go back. No, go back. Go back and look. Elijah said to his servant, you go back and look, because it's coming. Because God said in 1 Kings 18:1, he told Elijah, he said, the rain's coming.
Yes.
I will send the rain.
Yes.
I will send the rain. I will send an outpouring. I will send an awakening. I will send. There it is. The word of the Lord came to Elijah. The word of the Lord came to the pastors here. The word of the Lord came to Rob and I. The word of the Lord came to many of you sitting out there. He said, don't give up, don't stop, don't quit, but continue to pray. And then began to thank me, because I said I would send the outpouring of my spirit. So he said, and I will send the rain. He said, in the third year, saying, go show yourself to Ahab. And he obeyed. That was the key. He obeyed. Elijah went and showed himself to Ahab. He went and showed himself to Ahab. Whatever God says unto you to do, you do it. Because you don't know what's attached to your obedience.
Amen.
There's
Amen.
Something attached to your obedience.
Yes. Yes.
So you just don't know what's attached to your obedience. So that the Lord told me to give you that word prophetically. Because you go and keep looking. Keep looking. Keep looking. Because the answer is in the clouds. It's here. So I don't see even a trickle. Stop saying that.
Amen. Amen.
Stop saying it. It has to be in your heart and your mouth. It'll be as you call it. So you call for the rain. You call for it. And then you thank God for it. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Glory.
Now that's a word from God to you. Just like God told Elijah, you go show yourself to Ahab. He did it. And God showed up. The rain's coming. The outpouring. Amen?
Yes.
I believe it. The word the Lord gave me for... Go ahead. Sorry.
The rain is coming to this house. Not in the form of a trickle. Not in the form of a stream. Not in the form of a river. But the rain is building a flood to come to this house. God says, I have heard the cries of the people of this house from years gone by and even until now. Many have wept before me. Many have cried before me. Many have called out on me to send the rain. The cloud is very near. And the cloud will grow supernaturally from small to large and pour out a flood for this house. So don't give up. Don't grow weary in your well-doing. Don't say, I haven't seen it now, but if you'll keep your eyes open, you will see it. Yeah. Keep your hand stretched forward and you will touch it. Keep your feet moving and you'll walk in it. Because the rain of the miracle-working power of God is coming to this house. If you will not give up and grow weary in your well-doing.
Praise Thank God. You. We receive that,
Thank
don't
you,
we?
Father.
Oh, we receive that, you know? We always come, we ask God, give us a word for the church, you know?
Thank you, Father.
And God always gives us a word for you to encourage you. And
Hallelujah.
And the word the Lord gave me for 2020, you know, you hear a lot of people say, God gave me this, that, and I always keep Brother Jerry Savelles and Brother Copeland because they're our fathers in the faith. 2020, year for supernatural increase. God will open new doors.
New doors.
New doors. And bring supernatural increase as never before. So I said, God, what's the word? What's the word you give me? He said, 2 Chronicles 20:20. He said, believe in the Lord your God. Believe and remain steadfast to his prophets, and you shall prosper. He said, believe the prophets of God. Believe and remain steadfast. And he said, believe the prophets of God, and you shall prosper. So that's the word of the Lord. Believe and remain steadfast, and you shall prosper in all areas of your life. Amen?
Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Can I get the lectern set down there, please, sir? Glory, glory. Thank you, my brother. Wow. I know what I want to do, and I'm going to get to do it. And I know what I want to share. And it's going to come out, I believe, how God wants it. So you can receive it. Paul made a statement, I'll paraphrase this. Paul made a statement to the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. He said, he's making a statement, he is called to the apostleship. And he said, I'm not apostle to all, but to you I am an apostle. So I'm not apostle to everybody, but to this church. And I'm going to read the latter part of that, which really makes a. It made an impression on me when I read this in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse. I'll the first two verses. He said, "Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you yourselves not the product and proof of my workmanship in the Lord?" So we're sent to. We're sent to Christiansburg, actually sent here in April of 1981. And we came, and was it 82 we came? April 82. And we came in June I'll figure it out after a while.
That's right.
And thank God. But thank God that the Tuggles heard the voice of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I was 37 years old. I was a kid. You 35 and 36 year olds, I was a kid at 37. And we were. And I'm sitting there thinking, we literally grew up in the things of God. Thank God for Alta. Alta, you were there at the first meeting, weren't you? And so it's amazing.
Yes, yes.
It's amazing.
Give honor to them.
And I look back and I look so different. I did. I look like a young man. Now I look like a younger man. But as a result of y'all hearing God, mm-hmm. and making a statement saying, "Will y'all come and have a seminar or a conference or something?"
I think Rita was at that seminar.
And we came in April, and it was from we came here on April 11th or something like that. And had a 4-day seminar. I'd ministered one time previous to that. One time. And here we are. Rita, you were at that. Where's Rita? You were at that seminar. Yes. So we go back. And thank God y'all are still here.
At their post.
At your post. Woo. And how God has placed y'all in Pulaski for such a time as this. It's seed that's continuing to grow and produce fruit. And thank God my niece was smart enough to say, "Todd, you're going to go to church with me. If you want to date me, you're going to go to church with me." And thank God you heard the voice of God. Thank God. So we see how God is maneuvered, and I heard Dr. Lemon say one time, God is a divine manipulator. You remember that? You've heard him say that, haven't you, Steve? How he'd put people in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, meeting the right people, not knowing why we did that. But here's what Paul's he continued on to say. Even if I'm not considered an apostle by others, at least I am one to you. And then he goes on to say, for you are the seal, the certificate, the living evidence of my apostleship in the Lord, confirming and authenticating it. So I thank God for y'all, for this church, for what this church is going to do. And I'm going to go back. The things are stirring in my mind now about don't give up. Don't give up expecting God to do something supernaturally to make this church explode. And I'm going to go back to a is there an echo or something in here? Is there, it sounds like I'm in a drum. Well, I am. But I'm going to go back to a, how many remember Alex Wolf? Alex gave a prophecy years ago, and he said, seemingly overnight, and I've thought about it and thought about it. He said, seemingly overnight, you will be at 500 people. So don't give that up. Don't compare Christian Growth Center to the church down the road that's got 2,000 people. Don't do that. There's too many people in New River Valley that need to come to Christian Growth Center. Get them born again. Thank God for the people that are coming in this house and getting born again. Every time you have opportunity to speak to someone out in the marketplace, ask them, is there something I can pray with you about? And if they'll talk to you, say, what is your relationship with Jesus? And they'll tell you. I've gotten waiters and waitresses born again standing by my table in a restaurant. I said, you mind if I pray for you right now? No. Get them born again standing right there. So be aware, you don't build a church, you don't grow a church by getting people from other churches. The body of Christ grows by getting people born again into the kingdom of God.
Right. Amen.
Amen. What I want to share with you today took place back in the words of it took place back in 85, 86, somewhere along in there. 88, 89. And the words are, and Reggie will remember this also, and Ann, don't you? Will remember these words. Prepare. Help me out, church. And prepare, pursue, and possess. And you know the story. I was going to read it. But there's a story in it's 1 Samuel chapter 30. And let's look at it. I don't know how much of this I'm going to share. It goes from verse 1 down through 20. But I'm not going to share. I'll paraphrase this. How David and his men came back to Ziklag. And they found it was burned. The city was burned. Everything was burned up. And their cattle was gone. Everything that they owned was gone. David said, both his wives. Don't y'all get some crazy. No, David, that was David. David had two wives. There was like this old boy said one time. He said, I got a wife in Kansas City. I got a wife in Miami, Florida. And I got a wife in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Isn't that big of me? That just went right over. That just went right. Oh, did y'all get that? Isn't that big of me? And Saul walked out. So, oh my. But they came there, and everything they had was gone. And the men got so mad. Now, I relate this to the pastor. Not just of CGC, but pastors. When things go wrong, when things go bad in the church, they want to stone the pastor. Well, put your bucket of rocks up. Put your bucket of rocks up. They wanted to stone. They wanted to kill David. They said, why is this? What did David do? The scripture said David encouraged himself in the Lord. Not if, but when circumstances come, my brother. Not that people are going to come in and burn the place. But when it gets to the place, my God, what am I going to do? You encourage yourself in the Lord. When you can't call on anybody else, but you can always call on us. But if you can't call on us, and there's times that you just need to get personal with God, God will encourage you. Amen? So what happened? What happened? David chose, I think it was 400 men, and they went after. Oh, listen to this. I love this. I love this part of it. David got before God. And this is verse, chapter 30, verse 8 in 1 Samuel. David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue? Now, David did all this. He prepared, he pursued, and he possessed. He says, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? The Lord answered him, pursue. For you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all. So David went, he and the 600 men with him, and came to the brook Besor. There those remained who were left behind. But David pursued, he and 400 men. For 200 stayed with the stuff. They found an Egyptian in the field, and he found this young man, and he said, I'm going to take you down there. If you won't kill me, I'm going to take you down there, and this is my paraphrase, and show you where these people are. And David, in looking over here in verse 18, David recovered all that the Amalekites had taken and rescued his two wives. Bless his little darling heart. Nothing was missing, small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything that had been taken. David recovered all. Also, David captured all the flocks and herds which the enemy had. And the people drove those animals before him and said, this is David's spoil. So what I want to talk to you today about is that song that Restoration sang, or sung. What's the correct pronunciation? Recorded. And Reggie wrote the song. Reggie said he could sing it, but he don't want to. No. But Reggie wrote, and it came from a message. It came from a message that I shared. Back then, words were coming in song to Restoration, the people of Restoration. They were writing songs that was coming from our platform. Well, this particular, I was thinking the other day, God, what can I minister to Christian Growth Center? He said, you get ready. You prepare. You prepare. Christian Growth Center, prepare. To pursue and possess what God's got for you. And there's a line in there. I'm going to read this. I've got two copies here. And I'm going to show you the... not show you, but tell you, read to you what this is. This is what Elaine brought today. And they remembered. You are that generation that everybody's heard about. I can hear that song now. You are that remnant that demons are in dread about. You have the gifts and callings of God to spread His truth and glory near and far. Prepare your heart to pay the price. Pursue the high calling of Jesus Christ. This is the year. This was prophesied.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
21, 22 years ago. But this is the year of the prophetic word to overtake. This is the year to declare. Take your stand. Take your stand. Possess the land. Prepare, pursue, and possess. Take your stand. Possess the land. And this is what I got from Bridget. This, she and Glenn put their thinking together. You are the generation. I'm trying to sing. I want to sing it, but I can't. And when I sing, I think God says, could you hum just a little bit? No. He says, you are that generation everybody's heard about. You're that remnant that demons are in dread about. You have the gifts and callings of God to spread His truth and glory near and far. You are that generation that everybody's heard about. You are the remnant that demons are in dread about. This is the year to declare. Take a stand, possess the land. Take a stand, possess the land. Prepare, pursue, and possess. Prepare, pursue, and possess the land. And I repeat it again. Take a stand. Christian Growth Center, take a stand. Possess the land. Take a stand and possess the land.
Glory to God.
That's the word of God. That's the word of God for this church. Today.
Amen.
And if this is the year of the breaking through, and the water's breaking through, the seawall can't hold back a tsunami. So what are we going to do, church? And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that I got one finger chewing back at me, and I mean that literally. Don't let age stop you from doing what God has called you to do.
Amen.
Trisha and I went down to Florida. When we moved down there, we thought, well, we knew we weren't going to retire. We knew that. But Brother Savelle in a prophecy said, oh, you'll love this, Bobby, David. He said, you can rest. We grab that. We ain't rested yet. Now, church, I look out here and I see a lot of, in Florida we call them Q-tips. You heard that. This Floridian has heard this. This is white. But it don't stop me. I refuse. This year I'll be 76. I refuse to allow my age to back me up. Now, we had the idea we'd go down to Florida and slow down. It's almost like we hit the accelerator. We've gone and we've done. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep going and doing. Why? Because the time is short. Why? Because this is the year to prepare, pursue, and possess. Preparation time is never wasted time. And I'm going to go back to that prophecy that I heard Alex say. seemingly overnight, it's going to be 500. This church is not ready for 500. You're not ready. You're not ready. The helps team is not ready. You're not ready. When a restaurant is built, when a building is built for a restaurant, what do? They go in and prepare the building for the people to come in. I remember, Pastor Todd, I remember when we had the very first meeting in 1980 at Tarrant County Convention Center. It was the Southwest Believers Convention. Very first meeting. This was the latter part, I think November, something like that, in 1980. And 81. Well, they knew the facility, the people knew we were coming. Brother Copeland's ministry had contacted them. We're going to have a believers meeting there and get ready for it and what have you. Well, when we got there, there was like 10,000, 12,000 people there. They weren't ready for us. They had one, maybe two concession stands opened. They needed a dozen. And they're scrambling and they're running. They said, and I talked to some of the people in the concession. They said, we had no idea y'all were coming. Church, get ready for the coming of the people. Amen. And what's going to be your part? Go get them. Go get them. Go get them. Go get them born again. Go get them born again. Get them saved. Well, I sure hope, though. And let me say this. Those that are not supposed to be here can't stay, and those that are supposed to be here can't stay away. If your heart is in Christian Growth Center, you'll go out and get people born again and bring them in. You'll bring them in. You'll go into the highways and byways. And you don't care what they look like. You don't care how much money they got. You don't care what they're riding. You don't care what they're driving. You'll go get them. Why? Because they're a person. They're a person. Where were you? Where were you when God met you? What were you doing? What was your life like? How crazy were you? What were you dabbling in? What were you mixed up in when God came into your life? Don't be afraid to talk to the wealthy or the poor. Every time I have opportunity to speak to someone in an airport that's pushing a garbage cart, I say, brother, you're doing a great job. Without you, especially in airports, I say, without you, this airport would fail. People in hotels that clean your room, greet them, meet them, talk to them, let them know God. Let them know God has them in His heart. Amen. Prepare yourself to go do what God wants you to do in New River Valley to bring people to Christian Growth Center. Not to feel cheap. Well, it is too. I remember Matt Gober. He'd stand up on the platform. He had that tape. How many remember cassette tapes? Yeah, he said, y'all get these tapes. He said, it's not that I need your money. Well, that was a lie. I do. He said, I need your money. So you prepare yourself. Not to get people in here so money will increase. Get people in here so their lives will be changed.
Amen. That's right.
So their families will be changed. Prepare yourself to do that. And like I said, preparation time is never wasted time. Never, never wasted time. Amen.
Amen.
I wrote this down. I said, now it's time for Christian Growth Center to get ready for the supernatural. Now's the time. And now go to Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to read you very, very familiar scripture. Some of you can quote it verbatim. Chapter 4, and can somebody tell me what verse I'm going to? 11. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. And I'm saying this to everybody in the house. Everybody in the house. Because I do know this. I do know this in my heart. Not because anybody said anything. That some of you have just relaxed. I used to do this and I used to do that, but now I can relax. No. If you've got a breath in your body, if you've got movement in your feet, and hands that can touch and a mouth that can speak, God needs your body.
Amen.
And here's what the scripture says. And his gifts were varied. He himself, Jesus himself appointed, gave men to us, some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And let's go to the next. His intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints, his consecrated people, that they should do the, help me with this word, that they should do the, that they should do the, of ministering toward building up Christ's body, the church. So that gets you off the hook. Well, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Well, I've got a job or I've got a business. Talk to somebody. Talk. Church, there's enough people in here to build a helps ministry. David and Bobby, y'all remember. Y'all remember the helps ministry. Y'all were over the helps ministry. How many do we have? 50 to 70? 50 to 70 in helps. Helps. It's in Scripture. It's in Scripture. Helps. Pastor Todd, I'm not stopping you. He wants you to help. Right? He said he ain't stopping you. He needs help. So get involved in helps. Come to him and say, Pastor, what can I do for you? And brother, you need to let them do it. You need to let them do the little things that you're used to doing. It'll help you. It'll help you. Come to him and say, Pastor, what can I do to help? What can I do to help? You better have something ready for them to help. But get some instruction. Get some instruction. You know what will happen? You'll see growth. You'll see growth. People will begin to come. Why? But, oh, let's go to verse 16. Verse 16 says, wow. Nope. In verse 13, that it might develop, the church might develop, until we all attain the oneness in the faith and the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, that we might arrive at really mature manhood. The completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection. The measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ and the completeness found in him. So then, let us no longer be children tossed like ships to and fro between chance gusts of teaching and wavering with ever-changing wind of doctrine, the prey of the cunning and cleverness of unscrupulous men, gamblers engaged in every shifting form of trickery and errors to mislead. In verse 15, rather let our lives lovingly. I like what you said this morning. If you want love, act lovely to somebody. Express truth in all things, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly, enfolded in love. Let us grow up. Boy, that's hit somebody. There's some 50-year-olds out there saying, I need to grow up. Yes. 60-year-olds saying, I need to grow up. Yes. 70-year-olds saying, I need to grow up. Yes, in every way and in all things unto him who is the head, even Christ the Messiah. And verse 16 says, for because of him, the whole body of the church and all of its various parts, closely joined and firmly knit together by the joints and ligaments with which it is supplied. when each part, with power adapted to its need, is working properly. In all its function, grows to full maturity, building itself up in love. That takes in everybody. Amen? So we need to prepare. Prepare means to turn. Behold, to cast out, to come on. It means corner. You ever heard, well, I just need to turn a corner. We've heard that expression. I turned a corner in my life. When you turn a corner, you see something different. You perceive things different. You receive things different. When you make that turn, something different is going to face you. Church, we need to climb that mountain to see what's on the other side. Ministered a message years ago in Pastor King's church in Roanoke. This was probably in the late 80s. And God talked about, speak to that mountain. And I made the statement, I said, don't die in the shadow of your mountain. Get the mountain out of the way. And now I'm not talking about the physical. I'm talking about whatever is in your way, whatever obstacle is in your way. Move it out of the way and see what's on the other side of it. Amen? Yes. It means dawning. Prepare means dawn. This is a dawning of a new day. How many woke up this morning and heard that loud, loud cracking noise over in the east? Nobody heard it? It was a breaking of day. It just... There was the crack of dawn. I made that up. Wasn't that good? Trisha says, well, quit making them up. But prepare. Prepare means dawning, something new. It means mark. Prepare also means respect and return. What if this church someday returned to the solid foundation it was built on? What if? I know when that stroke hit me in 1998, the flock scattered. But thank God, God foresaw someone who could come in and take this and pick up and do better than what Trisha and I done with Pastor Todd and Nikki. Do y'all see that? Are y'all grasping that? Continue to build on the foundation. You don't have to tear up the bedrock. No, the foundation is there, so let's build on it. Let's return to that foundation and build on it. Amen? Get some helps ministry going. Pursue means to run after. Chase, put to flight, follow after, and to hunt. Possess means to occupy, listen to this, by driving out the previous tenants and possessing in their place. To seize, to inherit, make to possess, take possession, seize upon, succeed utterly. When we came back in 82 and really got into prayer about Christian Growth Center in New River Valley, God revealed this to us, and you help me here. It was three spirits that were heavy over this area: lethargy, religion, and poverty. I perceive in my heart that spirit of lethargy is trying to rest on this body. That's what I perceive. And you know whether it is or not. It's like, okay, I'm going to come in those doors, I'm going to sit, and I'm going to let Pastor Todd feed me, just like he said. But this is mouth feed. No, you come in here and you consume. And you get what is coming from that platform. And you take it. And you eat it. And you digest it. And let it be to you seed that grows and blesses this congregation. Get lethargy out of this church. Thank God poverty is not... Poverty, there's no sign of poverty. No sign. We had a good board meeting the other day. 87% of you are givers. That's unheard of.
It is.
87%. What about the other 13? Well, get busy and we'll have 100%. But you're givers, so it's not like poverty is on this house. Spirit of religion is not on this house, but lethargy. It feels like, to me, Trisha, Pastor, it feels like a blanket. Like I'm just going to come and sit. No. Come and do.
Amen.
Do something. Possess the land.
Yes.
Overtake. Amen. A remnant. You are that remnant. You're that remnant. I love it. That demons are in dread about. You are. How many remember the story about the sons of Sceva? And they said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? The demons of New River Valley should be saying, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, and I know Christian Growth Center.
Amen.
Because Christian Growth Center is making a statement. We're taking a stand. And church, this year, 2020, is a turnaround year for Christian Growth Center. It's a turnaround year. I'm encouraging you. I'm looking out across. I see faces of people that I know have the ability to get involved, but you're not involved. Thank God for your giving. God bless you for that. But get some physical in it. And don't have that, well, I've done that for so long. There's no retirement in the kingdom of God. No, I've heard people say, Pastor Todd, I've heard people say, And maybe y'all are evidence of it. Some of you. There was a Sunday school teacher in my life, and I had her. I remembered what she said from the time I was a young man, maybe in elementary to junior high to high, and I can still hear what she's saying. Her words echo in my ear. And do you know she taught Sunday school till she was 90 years old. 90's young. Ask Abraham. Sarah was young at 90. Sarah was so good looking that the king took her in his harem. She had to have been a good looking woman. Had to have been. Age has nothing to do. Let me say this. Age does have something to do with your ability. Because of you are of the age that you have wisdom and knowledge, use it for the betterment of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Get involved with the local church. Do something with, or I should say, in the local church. I think Pastor Todd would say, my office is open.
Right.
Nick is saying, please, come help me. What do you need help? What do you need help? With the kids and youth. There's a lot of people in here that can help with kids and youth. But you're not doing it. Where do you need help, Pastor?
Small groups.
Church, is time. It's time for a change. And if you want change, don't continue to do the same thing and expect change. That's insanity. I didn't make that up. I heard that somewhere. I just thought I'd move it right out there to congregation. Live music. Do you know last night I was walking around in here last night. I was walking on the platform praying in the Holy Ghost. And I said, God, thank you. There's a drummer. I see a drummer. God, I see someone picking that guitar. playing it, not picking it. I see someone skilled on that guitar. And God, I thank you that I see skilled people on these keyboards. Skilled people. But they're just there. This church, we can go back quite a few years, and I remember Restoration. Oh, man, Restoration. How long are y'all together, Reggie? 11 years, 12 years? Same group. Is that about right? Elaine? 11, 12 years, something like that? 20? Same group. Where are you now? Y'all looking at me like, duh. No, you know what? You're pondering and you're thinking, what can I do? What can I do to be a part of Christian Growth Center? What can I do to be a part? And God will put you where you need to be. God places anybody as He sees fit where we best adapt. Amen? And you're that remnant. Remnant means a remainder or residual. And I like this meaning too, to swell up. To swell up. That don't mean to be personally fat. That just means to swell up the body. We're a remnant. We're a small group. And this house ought to be full. But you know what? You are that remnant that the demons are in dread about. Amen. Let's look. I'm going to do this. I'm gonna, as far as I can. Let's look in Isaiah chapter 40 and in verse Isaiah chapter 40, and let's look in verse 3. It says, this is Isaiah 43 and Amplified. A voice of one who cries, prepare in the wilderness the way of the Lord. Clear away obstacles. Make straight and smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted and filled up. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked and uneven shall be made straight and level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory, the majesty and splendor of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it, or all New River Valley can see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken this. So it's time. And he was prophesying about John the Baptist. We could go over to the book of Mark and see the same thing. How he was prophesying about one crying in the wilderness. I'm going to take us all back, and I'm going to use the Tuggles and the Doves and the Travises and Alta and Ann. These are people that we, and Rita, the people that we know were part of this church years ago. There was hardly a restaurant in the area. There was the Western Sizzling down the road. A Shoney's across the street later. Nothing over from where the bowling alley used to be. And what is it? What kind of farm is that? Spradlin Farm? All that was pasture land. All that was pasture land. It was pasture land up to Corning. Driving toward Blacksburg, it was pasture land on the right. There was nothing there. I have to believe that when the anointing of God, not just because Trish and I, when the anointing of God hit this place, Trish and I would drive down through there. God bless this. And and that's when Corning shut down. They shut down for a while. Father, every time we'd ride by there, we'd say, God, thank you for restoring work in that place. And it wasn't long before it fired back up. But we prayed for the prosperity of New River Valley. And now you can't tell where Christiansburg ends and Blacksburg starts. Because of the growth. We were crying in the wilderness. Yes. We wanted a restaurant to eat in. And this we had out here on the out here at where the Cracker Barrel is now. There was one hotel there. What was that? Days Inn. Days Inn was that. That was the only one. And then Hampton Inn built a hotel right across the street. And Trish and I looked out there one day and we said, "Boy, wouldn't this?" And Trish spoke it out of our mouth. We said, "Wouldn't this be a great place for a Cracker Barrel?" Within 2 months, there's a sign, "Coming Cracker Barrel." You're welcome. And Rob, our oldest son, helped with the plumbing and electrical in that Cracker Barrel. And he's in heaven saying, "That's a good place to eat." But I believe prosperity began to come as a result of Christians, the Word of God, crying in the wilderness. Now there's hotel after hotel after hotel, restaurant after restaurant after restaurant, business after business after business. Why? Because of the remnant of this people. Amen. And it's time for us to take possession, or I should say, repossess. Repossess what God wants us to do in New Revelle. Brother, we're hooked up with you. Trish and I, we pray for y'all. We pray for the church. Individually, as your mind comes to my sight, as your face comes to our sight, we pray for you individually. Pray for you corporately. Those who are part of our that are partners with our ministry, we pray for you and thank God for your success. I could almost say this, and I'm going to say it. And don't take it the wrong way. I beg you, be obedient to what God is telling you to do for Christian Growth Center. Be obedient. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, or His way of doing things right. And everything that you have need of will be added unto you. Everything you have need of, it will come to you in abundance. Amen?
Yes.
So prepare the way. And let's look, I'm going to hit these real quick. And this was what I shared in 1 Samuel. David pursued, this is 1 Samuel 3, and I got 1 through 20, but I'm not going to read that. David pursued on God's advice and recovered all, even the spoils of the enemy. So pursue what God wants you to do. Get off the couch. I'm talking to myself. There's things that God wants us to do in Ormond Beach or in Volusia County. And we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to be obedient. There's some things that I really, really look forward to do down there. Ministering to people, changing people's lives. I started to say you wouldn't believe it. Yeah, you would. You'd believe. Just the few people down there that we've had an opportunity to minister to, it's changed their life. Changed their life. Look what you have the opportunity to do in New River Valley, to change people's lives. Amen? So pursue them. Hunt them down. Let's look in Proverbs chapter 19. I read this. I thought, wow, what a scripture. Proverbs 19. And let's look in verse 7. It says, "All the brothers of the poor man detest him. How much more do his friends go? How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursues them with words, but they're gone. He who gains wisdom loves his own life. He who keeps understanding shall prosper and find good." So what are your words? Let's go back to verse 7. He pursues them with words. You can pursue people with your words, or you can push people away with your words. Your words. I heard. Was it George made this statement the other day about the person? I heard this the other day, and man, it impacted me. Someone's heart is on the end of your tongue.
That's right. That's right.
Someone's heart's on the end of your tongue.
Is
your tongue like a dagger? Is it like a sword? Speaking and cutting? Or is your tongue like salve and medicine? Mm-hmm. Ministering grace to the hearer. Mm-hmm. Pursue people with your tongue. Bring people into the kingdom of God with your words. It may take more than one conversation. Sow the seed, water the seed, sow the seed. Water the seed. God will give the increase. Amen. Possess. I wrote this down. Christian Growth Center is well able to possess. Let's go to Numbers. Chapter 19. Numbers chapter 19. And this is what... The report came back. I'm sorry, 13, chapter 13. And verse 30. Caleb quieted the people. This is after they'd sent the spies out, the 12 spies. 10 said they couldn't do it, 2 said they could. Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it. We're well able to conquer it." So whatever God has told this church to possess, you can do it. Whatever He's told you individually to do, to possess, you can do it. You're well able to do it. And if you look and read this, where they went in there, they went into this land and they saw the giants and what have you. And this is a comment they made. They said, "Oh, we were like grasshoppers to the giants." How did they know that? The giants didn't see them. They knew that in their own perception. They knew that in their own mind. That's how they saw themselves in the eyes of the giants. Caleb and Joshua saw Caleb and Joshua and them as giants and the giants as grasshoppers. Oh, grasshopper. How do you see yourself? What are you saying about yourself? What are you saying about the growth of Christian Growth Center? How you can be involved with helping this church grow? Let me say this. The more you're involved now, increasing this body numerically will eventually put you at a place where you won't be as busy. But you'll still be busy. Why? Because you'll have people come in and take possession of their position and fulfill what God's got for them. Amen?
Amen.
Prepare and take possession. Joshua chapter 18. I'm beginning to wind down. Joshua chapter 18. And let's look at the first couple of verses. Verse 1 says, "And the whole congregation..." The whole congregation of Christian Growth Center assembled in Christiansburg and set up a building, and the land was subdued before them. Hallelujah. And there remained among the Israelites 7 tribes who had not yet divided their inheritance. Joshua asked the Israelites, "How long will you be slack to go in and possess the land, which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you?" It's wake up time, church. It's wake up time. Amen. In the remnant, God gathered a remnant. Let's go to, I'm going to read one scripture, Jeremiah chapter 23. And I will close with this. I've got so much more, but I want you to hear this. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 3. And I will gather the remnant of my flock. This is God speaking. I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries of which I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds and pastures, and they will be fruitful and multiply. He's going to gather the remnant. I see Christian Growth Center as a remnant. I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them. Thank God for Pastor Todd and Nikki. And they will fear no more, nor be dismayed. Neither will any be missing or lost, says the Lord. I hope y'all got this. I hope y'all take it to heart. In the heart that I delivered it. I want this church to grow. Pastor Todd wants this church to grow. Numerically. Why? Because people's lives are being changed that you're bringing to sit in those seats. Lives are being changed. You're not bringing them in just, no. You're bringing them in so their life will be changed. He says, go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. Teach them. Bring them in on a Sunday morning. That's where Pastor Todd, the discipling. The family life groups, these groups, that's going to grow. How many remember when we used to have what we call care group? We had, 15, 16 of them? And Trisha and I ministered to the leaders for 14 weeks, preparing the leaders to take the groups. So it's time for us to wake up, church. Amen?
Amen.
I say it's time for us to wake up.
Yes.
And when we're awake, we get up. And when we get up, we're busy about the Father's business. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God.